And now dictation for Sharon Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, January 1843. Address as a letter to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow up for Mrs. Ramirez, prior acute kidney injury, underlying hypertension, last visit a year ago. Comes accompanied with husband, uses a walker, no emergency room or hospital visit, chronic pain, left-sided hip, no anti-inflammatory agents, only Tylenol, no falls, some upper respiratory infection, sinuses, pace has not returned since prior COVID, denies purulent or blood material, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, uses inhalers as needed, no CPAP machine, review system done otherwise being negative, follows with cardiology Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I, as well as hematology Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Medication list review on imipenem exposure, Eliquis, blood pressure, HCTC, Norvasc, Coric, inhalers as needed. Next paragraph, pressing weight 209, blood pressure by nurse 157.75, at home 137.60. Overweight, alert oriented intestine 3, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, bilateral leg wraps for edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, February, normal kidney function, mild degree of anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Prior acute kidney injury at the time of effect of medications, did not require dialysis, resolved back to normal. Next number, hypertension in the office, at home, better control. History of atrial fibrillation, although she appears sinus, exposed to imipenem anticoagulation, continue pressing blood pressure medications, has chronic edema, probably from morbid obesity, decreased mobility. She has congestive heart failure with previously documented low ejection fraction, as well as diastolic dysfunction, without significant valve abnormalities. Policy to discuss, come back in a year.